This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, basically, this has evolved into a battle over whether you should be using the self-checkout registers at grocery stores if you have a giant cart full of, say, a week's worth of groceries. A lot of people are feeling, no, this is like an express lane, and you're not going to hold me up. I don't want to stand behind you while you ring up 94 different items. Yet we're finding out a lot of people use the self-checkout, not because of how many items they have, but because they have OCD and they don't want to deal with people. And
Marie on Facebook says it's not an express lane, so that means there is no limit. Holly says, I believe that self-checkout was intended for a few items. They are literally so temperamental that you'd be there for 5 years if you had a cart full of groceries. Lisa says, unless it says 10 items or less, you can do whatever the heck you want to do.
Okay.
Nicole says, people are just miserable. I say take two carts next time.
Oh, my gosh.
And smile as you pass each item.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for holding.
Okay, so I actually work at a grocery store, and I think that it's an express lane because a lot of people I see going to it have, like, three or four things.
Right. You know, a lot of people with OCD feel like they can beat you at your own profession. They think that they think they can check out groceries faster than you can.
They're saying the reason they use it is because the cashiers aren't quick enough.
Yeah.
The biggest pet peeve of mine, though, is when, like, people have the biggest cart and they stand there, like, complaining that I'm slow and they're helping bag none of it. Like, you have to, like, I have to type in the code, then I have to bag it, then I have to, like, make sure everything's scanning right, so a little bit of help would be nice.
Oh, so I see. You have to say to them is, if you would help bagging, maybe I'd be quicker.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you. Oh,
she's toiling away. I can see we have absolutely no agreement on this at all. This has to be basically called a draw. So I think the advice going forward after hearing all these different opinions is just duke it out in the line you're in. Decide among yourselves.
I'm appalled how many people said if I heard someone make a comment about how many items I had at the self-checkout, I would go even slower.